Lisbon Representative Dale Craft says he's acquired a tolerance for political jabs as he prepares to run for a fourth term in the main House. But the Republican lawmaker says the Maine People's Alliance letter crossed the line when it dismissed him as, quote, heartless and spineless for refusing to stand up to Governor Paul LePage in defense of Medicaid expansion legislation. Crafts has used a wheelchair for 26 years as the result of injuries sustained in a motorcycle accident.
Well, I understand the politics part of it. I've been in it long enough. It's, I guess what was disturbing is that they were actually dropping him off at my family's door. And I had one family member come right over to my house just totally upset.
Mike Tipping, communications director for the Maine People's Alliance, says the people who distributed the letters never considered how the choice of words might offend the disabled lawmaker. Tipping says he called Crafts to apologize.
Yeah, it was an oversight, and it was an unfortunate oversight, and that's why we apologized. But I think the reason that people are trying to make so much about this confusion is because they don't want to talk about the actual issue, which is the refusal of the federal funding for health care.
In the aftermath of the MPA's political attack on Republicans, party leaders launched a counteroffensive over the weekend with Senate Republican leader Michael Thibodeau and House Republican leader Ken Fredette calling on Senate President Justin Alfond and House Speaker Mark Eaves to denounce the Medicaid expansion flyer. And at least one Democrat, Representative Brian Jones of Liberty, criticized the proliferation of what he referred to as poisonous political strategies that rely on a divisive message. He says history has shown that such political attacks can actually work in favor of the intended target.
I don't know if this will backfire or not. You know, I mean, I'd like to think that the citizens elect their representatives based on their perception of their judgment, you know, their beliefs, their integrity. I'd certainly like to think that most Mainers are above this type of quite toxic campaign messaging.
Representative Kraft says he's accepted the MPA apology and wants to move on with his reelection bid. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.